show, you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about, as always, here tonight. And there was something that I stumbled across after the show last night that I thought would have been perfect for yesterday, because of the whole Veterans Day thing. Although, I guess yesterday wasn't Veterans Day, it was just the day it was being celebrated. Anyway, minor point. Apparently, Lawrence Vance over at LouRockwell.com has done a fine little article about military service and sort of a lot of the misconceptions that Americans have in regards to it. Of course, would love to hear your thoughts, as maybe if you're a military veteran or just somebody else with an interest on this, 800-259-9231. But he points out that he thinks we have too many veterans, too many living veterans, too many dead veterans, too many wounded veterans, and too many disabled veterans. We have too many veterans who have fought in wars and too many veterans who've never fired a shot. Any way we look at it, you have too many veterans. Veterans Day began as Armistice Day, a day to commemorate the signing of the armistice on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month that ended the fighting on the Western Front in World War I, war to end all wars. A few years after World War II, the holiday was changed to Veterans Day as a tribute to all soldiers who fought for their country. Veterans Day has now become a day to honor not just those who have served in the military during wartime, but those who have served during peacetime or are serving now. It's also become a day, even though we have Armed Forces Day, to recognize all things military. Why? Says Lawrence. Why do most Americans hold veterans and current members of the U.S. military in such high esteem? Why is there such a military mindset in the United States? Well, one reason people feel this way is because they falsely believe that those who serve in the military are somehow defending our freedoms. We've certainly heard that many a time on this show.
Well, yes. I mean, the line of reasoning, and I hope they pull this out, it scares me a little bit. On Veterans Day, I think that it's a good day to discuss things like, you know, the sacrifices that people made, whether they made them for the reasons that we like or made them for reasons that they that we don't, you know, it doesn't change the fact that it is, in fact, a sacrifice. They sacrifice a great deal, even if it's a crappy war.
Well, okay. And your point about the sacrifice is what?
Well, I just don't want it. I don't want it to seem like, it's kind of turning that. It seems like this article is going in that direction that, we've just got too many veterans, and I don't know. That's kind of how it's making me feel right now.
Well, it's going down the line of, I think that we've got too many veterans. Well, it could be because we're having too many wars. We're in too many countries at the same time, which is one of the reasons we have so many veterans, and we're continuing to build up more and more over time. So I'm interested to see where the article is going.
Me too, and I think that nobody wants peace like a soldier wants peace. But, at the same time, I don't want to disparage people that have sacrificed.
Well, sacrifice isn't necessarily an honorable thing. Let's move on. He says they are convinced that it's the military that stands between a free society and subjugation by some foreign power. They think that it's because of the military that we still have our First Amendment rights. It is inevitable that whenever I write about the military, I receive an email or two from a current or former member of the military who closes his rebuke, which usually argues that I have the freedom to write the trash that I write because of the U.S. military, with this simplistic cliche. If you can read this email, thank a teacher. If you can read it in English, thank a Marine. Has anyone ever thought this through? Are we supposed to believe that the German army that couldn't cross the English Channel to invade Great Britain and make its population speak German was somehow going to cross the Atlantic Ocean to invade the United States and make us all speak German if it weren't for the Marines? Or was it Japanese that the Marines kept us from speaking? Or perhaps it was Spanish because of the tremendous threat we faced from Spain during the Spanish-American War? Were we in danger of having to speak Russian during the Cold War? Look at the history of U.S. military interventions. There's one thing that we can thank the Marines for. We can thank the Marines for helping to carry out an evil, interventionist U.S. foreign policy. Thanks a lot, jarheads, Semper Fi, and all that jazz. Our freedoms, our liberties, and our Constitution that all Marines swear to uphold are under attack by our government. the state is a greater enemy than any foreign country or ruler. If the Marines are to really defend our freedoms, then they should be deployed to Washington, D.C., after they oversee the closure of most federal agencies and expel the bureaucrats from the city. They can protect the Constitution with fixed bayonets from its daily assault by the members of Congress. In that case,
I'm sure many Marines would like to do just that.
Well, those aren't their orders, though.
No, I mean, you know, the Marines, the military, works for the government.
Right. And, of course, they've sworn to uphold the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, but they don't really uphold their oath at any point, because otherwise they would be doing what he's suggesting.
Well, you know, the Constitution does say that there's, you know, basically that it alludes to the idea that there should be no standing army, and the Founding Fathers were, you know, they didn't like the idea of a standing army. They liked the idea of the people in America protecting themselves in the form of militias.
And it's upholding the Constitution as in however you interpret it. One person's interpretation of the Constitution, a lot of them think they're upholding the Constitution.
That's a good point.
In reality, they're not.
Well, and again, that is the problem with the Constitution, is that it's, you know, it's subject to interpretation, which means it's taken, in many cases, in ways that originally probably wasn't intended by the Founding Fathers. And, of course, the Supreme Court, just as an aside, is now going to be, rumor has it, at least, they're going to be looking at the Second Amendment coming soon.
Yes, they are.
Could be dangerous. Anyway, he says, in that case, I would even say it with you, the few, the proud, and the Marines. Another reason the military is held in such high esteem is that most Americans wrongfully assume that the military is actually engaged in defending the country. They don't know about the hundreds of U.S. military bases on foreign soil. They don't realize that there are thousands of U.S. troops...
Like 700 military bases on foreign soil.
Yeah. They don't realize there are thousands of U.S. troops stationed abroad to defend other countries. And they have no idea that the United States has troops in over 150 different, in 150 different regions of the world. Instead, they think that it's because of the military fighting terrorists over there that we don't have to fight them over here. The threat of a conquest of America by foreign invasion is non-existent. And if we were attacked with nuclear weapons, even the Marines would be helpless to defend us. Although the purpose of the U.S. military should only be to defend the United States from genuine attacks and credible enemies, it has primarily been used to intervene in the affairs of other countries. When all of the troops come home and start guarding our borders and patrolling our coasts, then and only then can we say the military is actually defending the country. Even the Coast Guard, which actually patrols our coasts, is tainted, thanks to another unconstitutional, unwinnable war that the government is engaged in that is more destructive than the enemy we're fighting, the war on drugs. Still another reason for the military mindset in this country is that members of the military are viewed as public servants. Members of Congress like to brag about how they've been in public service their whole life. Some policemen and firemen have jumped on the public service bandwagon as well. But if you want to be a policeman or a fireman, fine. Just don't expect us to get excited about the fact that you have a job. And plenty of jobs are just as dangerous. Veterans are looked upon as special because they served in the military. It didn't take any special education, experience, or accomplishments to land a job in the military. They just signed on the dotted line. We don't
maybe it didn't take any special accomplishments to get the job, but I think that in the job, they made a lot of sacrifices. They made those sacrifices, you know, not only for their comrades in arms, but they made those sacrifices for their country. I would dispute that a great deal of the wars that we fought were, in fact, for defending freedom. Certainly the last war that we fought on American soil was the Mexican-American War. Perhaps one can make an argument for the Pacific theater of the World War II, but I would also make the argument that World War II would have looked entirely different if it hadn't been for our intervention in World War I.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to take too hard of a line against veterans. I mean,
so you think there's something valuable about sacrifice?
I think that if you sacrificed for something, even if I consider it to be in vain, that I'm not going to crap on your sacrifice.
What if your sacrifice was completely useless?
I'm not going to say that you're...
As most sacrifices are.
Well, I think if you believe in it, that's what's really matter. If you and the people around you are the ones that believe in it, your sacrifice means something. It's if you don't believe in it and the people around you don't believe in it, that it means nothing.
Would you say that Lauren Canario's sacrifice of being in jail, for the, I think it was a month, and she just got out a couple of weeks ago because she didn't believe in the the idea of carrying around papers, would you say that that sacrifice was in vain and worthless?
I don't know.
I think the majority of the public out there would say yes, it is.
I think they would.
Would you put Lauren's sacrifice above or below the so-called sacrifice of the soul? Political uncertainties in a world spinning out of control, keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience, who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you call Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12-107. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, including the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts. Lots of stuff to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their curved mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com. For the sleep you've been dreaming of, that's SavvyRest.com. We had a few technical difficulties there as we went out to the last break, but we're in the middle of talking about, you know, the idea that you were sort of salivating over the idea, Mark, that the military members have sacrificed something for the country. And that they deserve to be respected for making that sacrifice, even though it could be argued that their sacrifice actually didn't do anything for our freedoms and really just, I don't know, resulted in them losing their lives and limbs for the whims of politicians in Washington, D.C.
I don't think that's it at all. What I'm saying is that those people made a sacrifice, and they feel that sacrifice every day, whether it's in a small way from, you know, having the memories of being in the military, or in a large way from losing a few limbs,
mm-hmm.
Or you know, the loss of brothers in arms and that kind of thing, and to speak to someone in the manner that you think that their sacrifice is of no value is of no value. That it does nothing. It, like, you're going to do is hurt them, upset them, and you're not going to get them to listen to your side of the argument as it is. I mean, it's easy for us to sit here, having never, you know, been in the circumstances where we signed up for the military. You know, I consider signing up for the military in a large part a mistake, for people. And
sure.
I've made plenty of mistakes in my own life. But I'm not, you know, I just don't think it's a lot of value to point it out in a harsh manner.
Yeah. I think that it's important to look at things from other people's perspectives in this one. The majority of the people believe that signing up for the military is fighting for freedom and is fighting for what America stands for. The majority of people haven't heard of the Free State Project or Liberty or haven't even heard the message. So
sure.
It's almost unfair to demonize them for making a choice that we might see as wrong or not necessarily fighting for freedom when they've never seen it from our perspective at all. So, I don't know. I can sympathize with them.
Right. It's not the way to walk into that conversation.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I agree that you should certainly be tactful. But at the same time, I like where Mr. Vance is coming from here in that he is busting apart the false concepts that so many Americans have about the military. I understand that it, you know, may appear to be pretty harsh, and it certainly is, but this isn't, I'm not here to persuade people on this show. We're here to talk about the real issues, and the issue is with the military that it's just not all it's cracked up to be.
And I think a lot of soldiers would tell you that.
I know. We've had them on the show to tell us that before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of soldiers would agree with Lawrence Vance in this case. And many others won't. So there. Anyway, he's pointing out that it doesn't take any special education to get a job in the military. They just signed on the dotted line. We don't bestow any special honors on bricklayers, mechanics, and accountants. Yet we see plenty of bumper stickers that say things like, "My son is in the Air Force." We never see, "My son is a plumber," or "My son is a garbage collector," or "My son is a waiter." And why not?
Well, because the reason is because they are, you know, from a PR standpoint, we've been told that they are defending freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if somebody did fight...
That's a lie.
If somebody did fight to defend freedom, wouldn't you respect them for that?
Sure.
Okay. Then, from their point of view, likely, if they've, you know, never heard these points of view, that in fact, you know, most of the wars were empire building mm-hmm. on the part of our government, and, you know, if they'd never heard those point of views, coming in and saying, "You sacrificing for freedom is of no value," it's just a bad way to step into it.
Yeah, I don't think anybody said that. He says, well, the people in those occupations don't drop bombs on anyone. They serve some important needs of society. Shouldn't we honor them at least as much as soldiers? It's unfortunate that some of the most vocal defenders of today's military are Christians. It's even worse that churches fawn over current and former members of the military on Veterans Day. In response to one of my recent articles, Should Anyone Join the Military, I was chastised by two detractors. The first asked if I could read the Old Testament and still say that no one should serve in the military. I was told that God instructed the Jews and others to destroy people. It's not hard for me to read the Old Testament and still say that no one should serve in the military. America isn't Israel, and the U.S. military is not God's army. And telling me that God instructed the Jews and others to destroy people is like telling George Bush that he's the decider. There's no denying that God instructed the Jews and others to destroy people, but George Bush is not God, and America is not the nation of Israel, and God didn't command the United States military to kill anybody. My other detractor appealed to Alphonsus Liguori and maintained that as the sword maker has no control over the product, so the soldier does not commit an actual sin unless he chooses to break a moral law while in the military. It is, quote, the leaders or military officers who sin when they issue immoral orders. See, so if you get an immoral order and follow it, then you haven't sinned. It's the your commanding officer that has sinned, according to this guy.
The Milgram experiments all coming back where they did the guys with the electricity zapping, and the 50% of people went all the way through and zapped the guy to the end. It's this whole dichotomy of I'm not the one in charge. Someone else is telling it.
Exactly.
It's the authority complex.
Military service is morally neutral, he claims. But what kind of morality is this? It certainly isn't Christian. What kind of morality says that it would be okay to kill someone in an unjust war in his own country who was no threat to you or your country because you're wearing a military uniform? Oh, I forgot. Just don't break a moral law while you're killing him. Says it's high time that Americans stop elevating members of the military to a position of honor. It's long past the time when veterans have done anything honorable. We should abolish Veterans Day, and because of our shameful foreign policy and militarism during the 20th century, we should abolish any Armistice Day celebration as well. 800-259-9231. Would love to hear from military members, both foreign, or not foreign, but both former and current, in regards to your thoughts on that opinion piece.
I don't see anything wrong with any foreign military people calling in to talk about
Sure. They can call too. 800-259-9231. Did you guys have any more comments before we continue with the phone calls?
No.
Let's go and talk then to Chris in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Chris.
Hello?
Hello. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I was going to talk about the FAA.
Please, go ahead.
I think it was a few weeks ago, that you were talking about them and the whole flying cars thing. And I don't know, like, that you said, I think, that the license doesn't make things safer.
The driver's license? Yeah, it certainly doesn't.
No, like pilot's license.
I don't think anybody commented on a pilot's license.
Well, I mean, that's what the FAA issues.
Okay.
Well, anyway, it's not the license that makes you safer. It's the training that they make you get before you get the license.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, like, honestly, if there were no FAA, then I could literally hop in a plane, fly over your house.
But would you?
Without
knowing how to fly a plane, you just get in one and go for it?
I mean, I get some training personally. Couldn't you buy a front-end loader, and which is a very dangerous item, and drive that without a license?
Let's talk more about this. Hang on, 800-259-9231. What if there were no FAA? Would we have planes crashing into everybody's houses at random points throughout the day? We'll find out moments away. This is Free Talk Live.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. It's a place to go. The feature's for free. Shrine of female listeners there with dozens of ladies who've sent us, their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Perhaps you may own or know someone who has a company that is struggling to collect money from owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked with the arduous task of trying to collect these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
So is the FAA the agency responsible for keeping us all safe and sound in our homes at night and preventing madmen with planes from crashing into our abodes? Let's go back to Chris in Indianapolis. That was sort of the beginning of the discussion.
Yeah.
Chris, you were suggesting that because the FAA has this licensing process, you know, you have to go through, whatever, 1,000 hours of training, or whatever the number is, before you can actually get your hands on a license to take a plane up in the air. And, Mark, you were asking some questions about a front-end loader or something like that. Can you re-ask that and we can get back into the...
Well, the concept, and I'm not saying that I'm against the FAA, the concept that
people could jump into a plane and just fly away without a license. It does sound difficult in some cases, by the way. How many people are jumping into front end loaders?
I have a license.
Yep, go ahead.
I have a license. Okay. If the FAA didn't exist right now, I could literally fly a plane over your house in New Hampshire and drop like water balloons. You know what I mean? And the reason why I don't do that is because I would lose my license. Go on.
Okay, I don't know a lot about flying, but if you have a license right now, what would stop you from dropping water balloons on someone's house?
Because then you'd just report me to the FAA and I would lose my license.
How would I see you? It's dark out right now.
If it's dark out, but...
Okay. I mean, can you not fly around? You don't have to report your flight plan if you're flying within a certain... there's certain rules. Flight plans for some things, but not always, right?
You have to have flight plans for anything that's IFR, which is instrument flight rated. And everything below that's visual, which means you can't fly into clouds and stuff like that. You're not allowed to fly on instruments.
But let's say for a second that, in fact, you... I have binoculars out, and I happen to be standing outside while... and it's daytime, while you're dropping water balloons on my house.
Right.
Besides being simply an irritant, a water balloon, maybe it'll reach 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, it could...
Go ahead,
that
what?
Could kill you, but
it could maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not a scientist. I'm not willing to say one way or the other whether a water balloon can kill you from being dropped out of a plane. But if there are damages to my house or me, in the same way that if you were dropping rocks, let's say that makes things a lot easier. If you were dropping rocks, certainly you're going to dent my metal roof or drop one on my my dog in the backyard or something like that.
Right.
Maybe I won't be able to report to the FAA, but I can get identification off the plane there is, and then find out who you are in that manner, and then
presuming there's identification.
With the FAA there, if that were to happen, people would know about it, and you could find that like rogue pilot, okay? But if there were no FAA, then there's nothing. I mean, I could fly over houses like treetop level, and there would be people that do it. And
that might not be allowed at the airport you're at. We have no idea what would spring up in absence of the FAA. There might be airports would have certain regulations where if you want to land on us, well, you need to follow the guidelines by blah 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 agency or whatever it is.
Over
private organization.
That's a great point, Toby. I mean, we don't really know, and I wish I could comment more on this, but I don't have any experience in the world of flight. I know that there are some of our listeners that are pilots, so maybe they could sort of weigh in here and comment on what sort of market mechanisms might spring up to protect people.
The problem with that, honestly, is that I'm pretty much of a no government mindset, but I really get caught up on some things, and the FAA is one of them. And I mean, it anarchy on the ground, okay, everybody knows about that. But when you got people in the skies who can just hop and just buy a plane and fly it, they will be dangerous. But
I would agree with you.
As far as
dangerous.
Like the
let's go on this a thought experiment here, if we could. Let's say that numbers on vehicles are important for the purpose of if that vehicle is used in a crime, in the commission of a crime, that the finding of that vehicle and therefore the pilot, the person, the director of that vehicle is important. Let's say that instead of the government issuing numbers, that some private agency somewhere would pop
insurance
up
company
in lieu of the FAA that would put numbers and put and decide whether those numbers were big enough.
If you're going to be insured, you've got to have numbers.
Right. That makes a certain amount of sense. Now, of course, the government, nobody stops somebody who's in an unmarked plane right now from jumping in that unmarked plane and flying around, right?
Yeah.
There's
a chance they could scramble some jet fighters to take them out of the sky, but it doesn't seem very likely.
Right. So, I mean, the FAA isn't stopping that particularly.
If you go fly near the White House, you probably are going to be okay.
Honestly, on 9/11, the FAA actually did do a good job.
Okay.
There wasn't a plane in the sky. So
not discussing, the FAA and on 9/11 or anything like that.
Well, they told the planes to not go take to the skies. I mean, the airports were under instruction to not allow planes to take off.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was no planes in the sky, period. I mean, they actually did do a good job because they you know, they cleared out everything. So,
I guess, I mean, if you want to consider giving an order a good job, okay.
Well, it's just, it's the structure, the fact that there wasn't a single pilot insane enough to hop in a plane and fly around, because they would have shot you down. But the private sector, the only way that the large airports like Chicago, New York, and L.A., they all have a Class B airspace, which is big, it's huge. I think that they, as little money as they have right now anyway, I think that they could possibly work, like, he had an air traffic controller call, and those guys, you know, they pay them quite a bit, because, you know, that kind of work can drive you crazy, but, like, you gotta have air traffic controllers. If you don't, literally, planes will be colliding.
Right, and what kind of an insurance company is going to be insuring people if they don't have traffic controllers? I don't think it's the FAA that's keeping us safe.
Somebody would have to pay for those air traffic controllers to be there.
Right. And the airports would.
Nobody. I mean, what do you got to pay every time you land?
Well, you
kind of thing. Because it's not that way nowadays.
Are you using a service from that airport?
Well, here's the thing. Like you guys have an airport near you. Everybody has an airport near them.
Mm-hmm.
There's some are really big, like the major cities, but most are not. And I mean,
I think you're concerning yourself with far too much here. You don't run an airport, so you don't know all the different ways to monetize running an airport. Certainly, if an airport is something that's in demand by people who like to fly their planes around, the airport will charge whatever is necessary in order to keep their business running and come up with innovative ways to continue to keep their business running. So, I mean, you sound very frustrated trying to figure out ways that these airports would possibly stay in business. Right now, many of those airports are subsidized by the government, but once again, if there really is truly a demand for air travel, then the marketplace will provide for that. So I'm not really too. I don't really know what your real issue is here.
Well, honestly, I don't think the marketplace can provide for such a thing. I mean, that's
well, then no one wants to fly. Then is what you're saying, right?
No. People are going to want to fly until planes start smashing into each other because nobody's willing to foot the bill for these air traffic controllers.
But that's
and
the
not,
thing.
Not
is,
just
planes
air traffic
smash
controllers.
Into each other right away without air traffic controllers.
Yeah, as soon as the air traffic controllers stop
you'd
controlling,
you'd be crazy to start an airport
crash.
Which would allow people to take off from that airport if you didn't have air traffic controllers. I mean, it just simply wouldn't work in the case of certainly the large airports. Maybe the small ones could get away with it.
Yeah, I don't see this as being a scary situation.
Air traffic controllers,
at all.
I don't see as a problem. I can see people fall, you know, untrained people getting into airplanes as certainly more of an issue than I can see air traffic controllers because they would spring up and entirely free.
Chris,
market.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for the concerns. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. There's really nothing stopping an untrained person from climbing into an aircraft tonight, starting up the engine and attempting to fly it off of the runway. Whether they'll make it off of the runway is another question because, I don't know, is it that easy to fly planes? It can't be that easy. It does require a lot of time and training, so good luck to someone who wants to try that. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I
heart look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Carex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens. Long's, Snyder's Drug, Buy Low, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. It's ACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where the features are free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. It is that simple. You've got to do the shopping anyway, so you might as well start it at amazon.freetalklive.com. Great deals, great super saver shipping deals as well, free on most many of their items. So amazon.freetalklive.com. Hey, are you having trouble getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Before you reach for addictive pills, try the Sleep Generator. It's a CD that uses scientifically engineered audio frequencies that interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. So we were talking a few moments ago with Chris and Indy about, you know, this doomsday situation where the FAA goes away. You know, let's say where Ron Paul gets elected and he's slashing bureaucracies and he decides to slash the FAA.
Mm-hmm.
And would that mean that all of a sudden planes will start falling out of the sky and that random people will just be able to go buy airplanes and, you know, get them off the ground and crash them into your house or drop stuff on your homes? I mean, will it be true chaos in the skies?
Well, in the case of Ron Paul getting elected, if he were to get rid of the FAA, then I thought we were talking about a completely marketplace, no government scenario. And in the case of Ron Paul, you know, states could handle the idea of an FAA and licensing of pilots just as easily as they handle the licensing of drivers. And, I mean, people drive across state lines every single day. Somehow we don't have a, you know, a huge disparity in that issue.
Well, we weren't talking about that situation, but you are correct on that point, Mark. We were just talking about getting rid of the FAA and what would happen if there were no government agencies regulating flight. And we're going to go into the phone calls here. But, Toby, you were telling me during the break that at one point when you were young,
you took a little plane flight.
Yeah, right? We have a small airport around here. It's pretty small. You'll be there all day and only see a few different planes take off normally. But my uncle brought me up, and we flew around all over the place, all over Keene, the surrounding area. He put me in the co-pilot seat and gave me control of the airplane, and we flew all over the place without a flight plan or anything.
So when you say we flew, you flew?
Yeah, I had complete controls of the airplane, and he let me
right.
fly.
How
wherever.
Old were you?
Probably 7 or 8.
So this is kind of like when I was maybe 5 or 6, and my dad would put me on his lap, and he would handle the pedals of the Cutlass,
right.
and I would steer
right.
it. And but even more so, you handled all the controls at the same time? He was sitting there, what, smoking a cigar or something?
He's just hanging out. Once you're in the air, it's pretty basic,
yeah.
especially
still,
it's a small airplane. It was a 4-person airplane, and it's real small, but we didn't have a flight plan. And
still sounds like illegal activity to me, Mark, letting
oh,
a
sure
7-year-old fly a plane.
But
I'm
the
sure
FAA didn't
is.
Catch us. Apparently, they're not that slick.
Yeah, they weren't paying attention that day. Let's go to the phones and talk to Troy in Canada. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Troy. Troy, going once. Heard someone there. Troy, going twice. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on the amplifier line. Hello.
Yeah, anarchy in the skies. I like it. I'm a private pilot. So I have a single engine land and sea rating. I haven't flown in 14 years, but you don't forget that, and it's really not that difficult. That's why every so often, every couple of years, you'll hear a story about a 12-year-old kid who sneaks into the airport and takes off in somebody's plane and flies around and lands it, or else, they might have to talk them down. But
I don't know. I've heard that story, but okay.
Yeah, it happens every so often. I've heard it many times.
Okay.
And it's not all that difficult, and people are not going to go crashing into each other for the simple reason that flying is expensive. It's always been expensive. Planes aren't cheap. You are not likely to buy yourself a Learjet and then just hop in it and take off across the country without some kind of training. And even if you tried it, you would be buying another Learjet, assuming that you survived the ensuing fireball. So you're not going to see anarchy in the skies, even if there was no air traffic control at all. Because let's say we had a free market, and I owned Los Angeles International Airport, and I'm only going to allow certain people to land there that meet certain criteria. And if you come in there and land on my airport without the right criteria, and mm-hmm. say you try and you fly in a reckless manner and you endanger my other customers, I'm going to send my security guys out there and impound your airplane. So you're not likely to get away with it for very long. You're either going to be dead, or you're going to wind up
sure.
with a lot of people wanting you to pay the money for things that they've done.
Right. So essentially, you'd have to be a crazy man in a situation like that with those market forces operating on you. Anybody
and
who was
a crazy man could do it today. Right now, today,
right.
a crazy man can run down to the, like you said, these little airports. They have no control. The airplanes are all just tied down there on the strip, and
sure.
you just untie them and you hop in, and they're very easy to hotwire, much easier than a car, and you would just fly it around and do whatever you want with it, because it's stolen. I mean, it does happen. Most people, airplane theft is down pretty low, but mainly because most thieves don't know how to fly them.
Sure.
But really, it's no big deal to steal an airplane, fly around, go crash it into a building if you're not happy with your life. You know, it happens. But it's not going to happen very often, even without air traffic control. Plus, there's a lot of pilots flying right now without licenses. You say, oh, how can that happen? We've got the FAA. FAA does not fly around in the sky with little blue and, black and white airplanes with cherries on top that, and pulling people over. It doesn't happen. A lot of guys will lose their medical certificate, so their license is basically pulled. It's not really, they still have a license, but their medical certificate isn't valid, so they're not legal to fly. Those guys, a lot of them own their own airplanes, and they say, the heck with the FAA, I'm going to fly anyway. So there's probably, I would guess, 2-3% of the small planes flying around right now are being flown by people that aren't so-called legit.
Are they taking off from their own private airstrip? Or when you take off in an airport, do you not have to prove to them that you are currently a licensed owner or a licensed
no,
flyer?
You don't prove anything. If I take my Cessna into, say, Portland International Airport, and land it there, I just land it and go tie it down at the fixed base operation. Then I walk out of my plane and walk through the FBO and out and catch a taxi. There's no kind of security at all. At least there didn't used to be. I don't know. Maybe now they're getting a little tighter. But the fact is, they don't check your credentials. If it's your plane, they're not going to check you. If I go in to rent an airplane, it's different. You know, if I go in to rent it, they're going to want to see my license, my medical certificate.
When you buy the plane, Gene, do you have to have a license at that time?
No. You can buy any plane, you can buy a helicopter, you can buy a jet fighter if you want to, one of these refurbished makes.
So they don't ask you for call letters or anything like that when you, you don't have like a special identification code you have to give the air traffic controller when you want to take off to get clearance or anything?
When you take off and land, you give them the call letters of your airplane, of the aircraft you're flying. You don't give them your pilot's license number, you give them your tail fin number, and your tail fin could belong to somebody else. I mean, it could be somebody else's plane.
Right.
It could be one that you just purchased. I mean, they...
So basically, that information just goes into a logbook and sits on a shelf or sits in a computer file somewhere. And if someone initiates an investigation and says, "Well, I want to see what planes took off from this airport at what time," then they might be able to do a little bit of digging and figure that out. But there's no active checking on people whoever it is that's behind the stick on that plane. Nobody's checking anything about them.
Right, and even that would only be done at your major airports. All these little strips all around the country, they have no air traffic controller. You just get in the plane, you fly. You come back, you land. There's nobody checking anything. And I'm checking to see what your number is when you take off or who's coming back. It's not like that. And you don't see these planes falling out of the sky landing in people's homes. They do once in a great, great while.
Sure.
But it's extremely rare. And
no one's flying around dropping things on people's houses. In fact, if anything gets dropped on people's homes, it's that blue ice stuff. The major airlines, that they'll accidentally or maybe on purpose open up their little compartment where the I don't know what do you call it, the blue stuff.
Yeah,
from
that's usually a small leak. Usually what happens is they get a small leak from the receptacle that holds the waste, usually under the toilet.
Right.
And that small leak just kind of over the course of a 4-hour flight forms a great big chunk of ice on the outside of the plane, and when it gets to a certain weight, it breaks off and falls down. So
interesting.
It's not typically anything that they do. It's just a leak.
Right. And nobody, those things are crashing through people's roofs, and they cause quite a bit of damage, but yet, nonetheless, it's still not a huge issue.
It isn't a huge issue. I mean, you're more likely probably to get hit by a meteorite.
Very good, Gene. Thanks for the expertise. We appreciate your call. 800-259-9231. So Gene basically saying that, hey, there's very little security today. Why isn't the chaos happening? Where are all the people stealing planes or getting out and throwing stuff out of their plane to cause trouble?
Right.
It's not happening.
What I think it comes down to is everybody has their favorite government program. Some people like the FAA, some people like the post office, but you know what? We can do without all of them.
Yeah, I don't have any favorite government programs. Do you? 1-800-259-9231. I don't know if everybody has one. I think
everyone starts out with one.
They have an affinity, perhaps, for one that they think is better than the rest, but they're really just a bunch of bureaucrats. Hour 2's coming up. I believe Terry Goodkind will be joining us, the author. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.